White letters appear in a blue sky with fluffy clouds. Once upon a mattress. Starring Carol Burnett, Tracy Ullman, Dennis O'Hare, Tom Smothers, Matthew Morrison, Edward Hibbert, Michael Bodeman, and Zooey Deschanel. Music by Mary Rogers. Lyrics by Marshall Lewis Bearer. Music produced and conducted by Michael Kosserin. Teleplay by Janet Brownell. Based on the Broadway musical by Marshall Lewis Bearer, Dean Fuller, Jay Thompson, and Mary Rogers. Directed by Kathleen Marshall. In a hilly green valley, a castle of red stone is surrounded by a moat. Pennants fly from its turrets. The drawbridge lowers.
Many moons ago, in a far-off place, lived a handsome prince with a gloomy face, for he did not have a bride.
The iron gates swing open.
For the queen, you see, was very picky about whom the prince should marry. She insisted that only a real princess was suitable for her son. And so, every lady who came to the castle hoping to wed the prince was given a royalty test to see if she was a true princess.
The throne room doors part.
For a princess is a delicate thing, delicate and dainty as a dragonfly's wing. You can recognize a lady by her elegant hair, but a genuine princess is exceedingly rare.
Correct.
A young lady stands on a dais.
Next.
This next question concerns famous rulers.
A man in a turban unfurls a scroll.
Name three kings.
Three kings. King John, King Arthur, King Ethelred?
Correct.
A young man in powder blue wearing a crown joins the applause.
You see, Mama, she is the best one yet. Can I marry her now?
Oh, not yet, sweetheart. No. Not yet. There's still one more question. Wizard?
I can't believe none of us can get married till the prince does.
What was that?
A blonde lady in waiting faces the queen.
Oh, I was just stating the marriage law, Your Majesty.
Oh, well, perhaps you could state it for the entire court, Lady Larkin.
Yes, the marriage law.
Louder.
The marriage law. Throughout the land, no one may wed till Dauntless shares his marriage bed.
Good. You may continue.
This last question has four parts and concerns a famous man known as the Knight of the Red Cross. One, what was his name? Two, what beast did he slay? Three, how many rows of teeth did the beast have and what kind? And four, what was the middle name of the daughter-in-law of the best friend of the blacksmith who forged the sword that killed the beast?
All right, then. One, St. George. Two, the dragon. Three, 12 rows of teeth made of iron, and...
The queen leans forward.
Could you repeat the last question?
Middle name, daughter-in-law, best friend, blacksmith.
He turns an hourglass.
Right, no. No, I know this.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
It was Ada.
Oh, I'm sorry. So close. But the actual answer was Ada. Thanks for playing.
Oh, what a shame. And such a pretty little thing, too. You do show some aptitude, my dear, but remember, blood will tell, and yours didn't tell us quite enough.
The princess frowns.
For a princess is a delicate thing, delicate and dainty as a dragonfly's wing. You can recognize a lady by her elegant hair. But a genuine princess is exceedingly rare.
Goodbye, good luck, and get out.
The princess runs from the center of the throne room along the parquet floor.
These emotional outbursts are so tiresome.
The king twirls a yo-yo.
Sextimus! If I have told you once, I have told you 1,000 times, I will not have you playing these foolish games and making an absolute idiot out of yourself. It just isn't dignified.
Even though you're unable to speak, you are still the king, and it's up to you to set a proper example for the court.
The jester mimes talking to his puppet.
And as for you, jester, I would appreciate it if you would stop encouraging him. You are just as bad as he is. Oh, the things I have to put up with around here. If it weren't for me, this kingdom would fall apart. It would absolutely go to pieces.
She takes the wizard's hand.
Don't dilly-dally, Dauntless, darling. It's nearly time for your cocoa.
Dauntless nods. Sextimus gives him a wink. Dauntless skips down the step from his small throne.
All right, what is it?
I'm beginning to think that you don't want me to get married.
Don't want you to get married? Dauntless, don't you trust me?
Of course, but...
Well, then how can you say such a thing? I want you to get married. Only this morning, I was saying to your father, Sextimus, I want that boy to get married.
Then why can't I...
Of course, he didn't say a thing. He never does. And yet, I don't want you to worry your tiny little head over the fact that your father and I don't get along and never have. He may be a mean, stupid, selfish, dreadful, rotten man, but he is your father, and I want you to respect him. There's only one person who really cares about you and your future. And that's what I'm talking about now. Your future. Sweetiekins, you can't just marry anybody. She has to be someone suitable, someone who's good enough and sweet enough and smart enough for my good, nice, sweet, smart, beautiful baby boy. And she must be a genuine princess of the royal blood, just as I was.
She squeezes him to her bosom.
That's what you really want, isn't it, sweetheart? Someone like me, of course you do. Just remember this. You may search the wide world over, but you'll never find another. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like your mother.
Gathering the skirt of her pink gown, Larkin dashes from the throne room into the courtyard, her long, curly blonde hair fluttering behind her.
Harry!
My darling.
Harry kisses her.
You missed the test.
Oh, sweet Larkin, you know my responsibilities as chivalric knight of the Herald keep me busy.
She failed.
No.
Yes.
Bad luck.
Harry, I want to get married.
Of course, Larkin. Once Dauntless shares his marriage bed.
Before that...
But that would be breaking the law. How could you expect me, Sir Harry, Harry the Immaculate, chivalric knight of the Herald, keeper of order and obedience, future prime minister of the land, to break the law? Nothing is or can be more important than the law.
Not even love?
He takes her hand.
Aren't you the silly one? Yes. Love is important. And if a princess is not found in the next few months, I will go out and find one myself. I don't deserve to wear my spurs.
Yeah, about those spurs. Do you remember the royal joust on Whitsunday when you won them?
Yes.
We had a picnic later under the spreading oak.
The oak spreading.
And a lark was singing, and you said that you'd remember that moment forever because the lark's song reminded you of my name.
Yes, Larkin, yes.
Well, I'm gonna have a baby.
Behind a shrub, Sextimus's eyes widen.
So... A princess for Dauntless must be found soon, or I'll have to leave. Oh, I know this is bad. Your reputation will be ruined. We'll both be run out of court. Just say the word, Harry, and I'll go away. By myself. Forever.
No. You'll stay here. Why should we both suffer all our lives just because you had a moment of weakness?
Oh, Harry.
Oh. We're none of us perfect. I'll leave today to find a princess for Dauntless. Everything's gonna be all right.
It won't be long, it won't be long, it won't.
He looks at her belly.
Because it can't be long before our dreams come true. Because you know I don't belong, and furthermore, I shan't belong to anyone but you.
He pulls her to her feet.
Just a little while, you and I will be 1, 2, 3, 4. In a little while, I will see your smile on the face of my son to
be forever hand in glove. is the way I have it planned. But I'll only stay in love if the glove contains your hand.
He pushes her in a wheelbarrow.
In a velvet gown, I'll be coming down the aisle. And it's bound to seem as though the waiting's only been a little, in a little while.
She presses her tummy.
Have you any idea how soon, my love?
November.
November.
My time is at a premium, for soon the world will see me a maternal bride-to-be. I know I mustn't worry, Harry, still I wish you'd hurry, Harry, Harry, marry me.
In a little while, just a little while, you and I will be 1, 2, 3, 4. In a little while, I will see your smile on the face of my son, to be forever hand in glove.
They weave through the columns that edge the courtyard.
I have it planned, but I'll only stay in love if the glove contains your hand.
They fall against a compact bright green surface.
I can see it all down to every small detail. So I wish you'd look around until you found a castle in the neighborhood for sale.
Don't be afraid, little Larkin. I won't fail you. I'll bring back a princess, a real princess, who will be able to pass the queen's test.
We'll be waiting for you.
We?
You know.
They push away from a foliage-covered wall. Larkin takes a flowered branch.
In a velvet gown, I'll be coming down the aisle. And it's bound to seem as though the waiting's only been a little, in a little while.
Harry takes her in his arms and kisses her. The queen feeds Dauntless.
Yes.
Your Majesty. Your Highness.
Hello, Harry.
I have the honor to request a perilous labor. I wish to search for a true princess of the royal blood, one who will suit you both.
No.
Mama.
No. We've been through all the eligible girls in the neighboring kingdoms. There are none left. We'll simply have to wait for their little sisters to grow up, and that'll take years.
But, madam, I plan to head north. Over the mountains.
Over the mountains?
Across the Badlands.
Across the Badlands?
And into the marshland where the beautiful swamp lily grows.
The marsh? Are you out of your mind?
Mama, let's for Harry try. Please. For me. Please.
Dauntless pouts. She pinches his cheek.
All right. Jurassinus.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
Good luck, Harry.
Dauntless.
Good luck.
Dauntless yanks the napkin from under his chin and tosses it aside. He climbs onto the window seat. Wrapping his arms around his bent knees, he leans against the wall. Evergreens frame the tall window. Orange flowers bloom amid the greens. Dauntless, still in his crown, wears a blue and silver doublet.
Sir Harry is back!
Dauntless hops up and hurries off. Larkin pauses her knitting. The queen frowns. Dauntless, the queen, and the wizard enter the courtyard. Heralds line the walk. Guards open the gates. A bedraggled woman climbs through the battlements.
She's all wet.
Actually, I swam the moat.
She extracts a fish from her bodice.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry, poor little fish. But not to worry. There's a nice draft here, so if I just stand like this, I'll be dry in no time.
You swam the moat?
I know. I was a little bit anxious, but my friend Sir Harry... Oh, he must still be out there. He told me that there was an opening for a princess. Any princess, so here I am. The early bird gets the worm and all that, as they say, so...
Her long, wavy, reddish-brown hair rests on her tattered moss-green dress.
So, who's the lucky chap?
She grips a flagpole and slides down.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
The gentlemen of the court retreat from her.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you? Are you, are you, are you, are?
Nani, no, ni, 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 no, ni, nani, no.
No, no, no.
The queen pushes Dauntless away.
Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me. Can't you see that I am just as embarrassed as you? And I can understand your point of view. I've always been shy. I confess it, I'm shy.
The gentlemen lean away from her.
Can't you guess that this confident air is a mask that I wear, cause I'm shy. And you may be sure, way down deep I'm demure. Though some people I know might deny it, at bottom I'm quiet and pure. I'm aware that it's wrong to be meek as I am. My chances may pass me by. I pretend to be strong, but as weak as I am, all I can do is try. God knows I try.
Dauntless, with a small bouquet of daisies, jumps behind the gentleman.
I'm frightfully shy, and despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie, because I'm actually terribly timid. And horribly shy.
Dauntless offers the flowers to a retreating form. The queen lowers his arm.
Though a lady may be dripping with glamour, as often as not she will stumble and stammer when suddenly confronted with romance. And she's likely to fall on her face when she's finally face to face with a pair of...
She smiles at Dauntless. The queen pulls him away.
I'm going fishing for a mate.
She's going fishing for a mate.
I'm gonna look in every brook.
She's gonna look in every brook.
But how much longer must I wait? With bated breath and hook.
The rows of pestle-clad gentlemen mirror her side-to-side steps. The princess rotates and they step in unison. She passes through the rows. They crisscross in front of her and twirl away. Arm in arm, she sways with a chorus line of gentlemen. With a high kick, she steps in front, twirls, and ends, hands to heart. She joins them in a tango, hands on their shoulders. After a lift, they support the princess on her stomach. She does the breaststroke with her arms and flutters her feet. They flip her over and she performs the backstroke. Supporting her outstretched arms, they scurry up the steps.
And that is why, though I'm painfully shy, I'm insane to know which, sir. You, sir.
Not I, sir.
Then who, sir? Where, sir, and when, sir? I couldn't be tenser. So let's get this done, man. Get on with the fun, man. I am one man.
The lady is one man.
They lift her overhead and set her in front of Dauntless. The queen separates them.
You swam the moat.
Your Majesty, Do you ever say anything apart from, you swam the moat?
Are you asking me to believe that you are a genuine princess of the royal blood?
Well, I...
And that you have the nerve and the gall, and the presumption to apply for my son's hand in marriage?
Can I say something here?
No. Do you imagine for one moment that I would even consider you...
She takes a leaf from the girl's hair.
...remotely suitable for any son of mine? Well, you are laboring under a very unfortunate misapprehension, my dear. My son is not going to marry any moat swimmer. Not while I have a breath left in my body. And I haven't been well. I haven't been well at all. I get these shooting pains all in through here and here and here and here. And I have this strange nagging pain in my jaw. Throbbing, throbbing, constantly throbbing.
Throbbing.
This is a loony bin.
The princess hurries off.
No, wait! Who are you?
Princess Winifred the Woebegone.
Prince Dauntless the Drab.
Pleased to have met you.
No, please don't go. I like you. Everybody does. Ha!
Well, almost everybody.
Dauntless... I'd like to stay, but I really wouldn't want to come between you and your mother. So I think I'll just cut my losses and head back to the swamp.
But I really like you.
You do? Why?
You swam the moat.
I know! I can't believe I did that, because that's really not me. I mean, I'm actually rather shy!
She backs up against the battlements and slips through.
She's wonderful. I like her.
Oh, it's cold.
I like her a lot.
I don't need any help, really.
Can I marry her, Mama? Can I?
No, of course not. When you marry, if you marry, you will marry a real princess.
A knight in shiny armor trudges through the line of heralds.
I have the honor to announce the arrival of Her Royal Highness, the Princess Winifred.
You're a little late. She's been here and gone.
Gone?
She's swimming back to her swamp. And that, Sir Harry, is no princess.
Oh. But she is, Your Majesty. I have her papers right here.
You see, Mama? She is a princess. Go get her!
Her papers, Your Majesty.
Anyone can have papers.
Give her a test!
Yes, Mama, at least a test.
Please! Enough! All right! The wizard and I will make up a nice fair test, just as we always do, and I'll prove to you once and for all that trout is not a princess. She'll fail just like all the rest, fair and square.
Oh. Fail what?
Oh, nothing. Oh, come. You need to get out of those wet clothes. I'll show you to your room. May I?
She takes his arm. A page mops up behind them.
Dauntless, what was all that business about a test?
Oh, every princess swimming from my hand must pass a test to prove that she's a real princess.
What kind of test?
Oh, it's always highly secret.
I'm not very good at tests. Actually, I'm rather terrible at them.
Do not worry. I have absolute faith in you.
You do? So sweet. Shouldn't you be able to marry anybody you want without a test?
Yes. No. Yes, but my mama...
Yes, your mama, Well, don't worry, because I'm just going to take that test, and I'm going to pass it.
We brought you some dry towels, Your Highness.
Ah, excellent.
You are all so kind. Oh, Dauntless, it's bad luck to see too much of the bride before the wedding.
Oh.
The ladies-in-waiting follow the princess into the room. Dauntless hovers by the door. Larkin rushes to the room.
Your Highness,
I'll be just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Your Highness, I've brought a dress. Where is she? Where's the princess?
Here I am. Hello.
You're Princess Winifred?
In the flesh.
Well, almost.
She wears a corset and bloomers.
Oh. And you are?
Oh, Lady Larkin.
Lady Larkin? Not the Lady Larkin, Harry's Larkin. Well, you're almost as pretty as Harry. You're almost as pretty as Harry. Is this for me?
Yes. I hope the colour's all right.
Well, where I come from, we wear a lot of green. Seaweed green, moss green, green green. But I think I favour your choice very much. Thanks a heap.
I'll take this.
Oh, that old thing. Don't bother.
No bother.
Harry?
Oh.
Harry!
What?
Harry!
What?
Harry!
What, my sweet?
I met the new princess.
Yes?
She's the worst one yet. She has no princess skills at all. She'll never pass the queen's test.
But by law, she is a princess. So if she be, then she will pass.
No, the test is fixed.
I can't do anything about that, Dumpling.
Well, yes, you can. You can find out what the test is.
But that would be cheating.
Harry, we are running out of time here. If you don't do something, I'm going to have to run away.
I can't cheat. I'm Sir Harry the Immaculate.
Oh, so your reputation is more important than me.
You're being emotional, darling. If you just thought with your head more often instead of your heart.
I wish I was as perfect as you. I wish I thought laws were more important than love, but I don't. So if you're not going to do anything about this, I will.
She flings water from the sodden dress at him and runs off.
Larkin!
Oh, she's the worst one of all of them. And Dauntless actually fancies her. Can you imagine?
Well,
oh, it just breaks my heart when I think of all the years and all the effort I put in. And
now I have to give her a test.
Oh, what to give such a creature. We must think of a test that looks fair and sounds fair and seems fair and isn't fair. What would she fail at more than anything else?
Sensitivity?
No, something much more difficult than that. I've got it. Sensitivity. Sometimes my brilliance amazes even me. All right. Sensitivity. But what exactly?
Table manners.
Oh.
She stalks to a dresser mirror.
Sensitivity.
Sensitivity, I'm just loaded with that. In this one word is the epitome of the aristocrat. Sensitive soul and sensitive stomach, sensitive hands and feet.
He caresses her feet.
This is the blessing, also the curse of being the true elite. Common people don't know what exquisite agony is. Suffered by gentle people like me, just get your hands off me. Think up a tricky test for that wretched moat-swimming princess.
Madam, may I suggest? Maybe we ought to...
Don't take all night, I'm not well. I need my rest. Not that I ever sleep on that lumpy mattress, oh God, my back. Sensitivity, bane of royalty, that bed's a torture rack.
Ooh.
Oh, I hate to sound grumpy, but my nerves are so jumpy. I am sure I could feel any lump even if it were under the mattress and small as a pea. That's the answer! Under the mattress! We'll test her tonight. One tiny pea beneath one thick downy mattress. Oh, God, you're bright. Any genuine princess would feel it. If she doesn't, she's through. Get the tiniest pea and order one mattress. No, make it two.
Why not five?
10, I think, would be plenty. Better still, make it 20. And to play it safe in the event, even that's not enough to ensure that she sleeps. We'll give her a soothing sedative, won't we? You can whip up a drink. Something stunning.
Ah.
Oh, but you're devilish. I love the way you think. She's insensitive, so insensitive, she'll fall asleep, no doubt. God, but you're clever, brilliant, a genius. You are divine. Get out.
She shoves the wizard through the door.
You may come in now, sire.
Oh.
How do I look?
Nice.
You look nicer.
And you're good looking, too. Oh,
you're better looking and nicer.
Well, you're a better swimmer.
Your Highness, the king has asked to meet the young lady.
Dauntless. Mm. Is your father anything like your mother? Because if he is...
Oh, no, my father is silent.
Oh, then I'd love to meet him.
Papa, this is Princess Winifred.
Winifred curtsies. The king bows. He then gestures tossing and shakes hands.
The king welcomes you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks.
He's not deaf.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
My father never touches his crown to his heart unless he really means it.
Alas, madam, the king is mute, or he would speak for himself. He's still under a curse cast by a witch long ago, before the prince was born.
A curse?
The curse says King Sextimus will never talk until the mouse devours the hawk.
The mouse devours the hawk? Well, couldn't you just get a big mouse and a little hawk?
We tried that once, but the mouse ran away and the hawk bit Daddy.
The king bends over.
No!
Oh, it's all right. I don't need to see it. Well, it certainly has been a pleasure meeting Your Majesty. I've already had the pleasure of meeting Her Majesty.
The king grimaces. Winifred does the same. He mimes talking.
Goodbye, Your Highness. Princess.
Goodbye. Very nice meeting you. Well, Dauntless, I certainly do like almost both of your parents.
Well, we want you to be happy here. And, I hope the room suits you.
Are you joking? It's brilliant.
Well, I'm not sure what you're used to in your castle.
Mold. No, really. It's just so dry here. I mean, where I come from, we don't have a lot of dry land. Oh, of course, the poorer people do. But the nobility live right in the swamp, along with their servants and pets.
You have pets?
Lots.
Dogs?
Frogs.
Oh. Oh, well, tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Oh, I don't like to brag. Oh,
no, please. No.
I come from the land of the foggy, foggy dew. Where walking through the meadow in the morning is like walking through blue.
The ladies circle Winifred's chair. Dauntless sits at her feet.
The swamps of home are brushed with green and gold. At break of day,
at break of day,
the swamps of home are lovely to behold. From far away,
from far away,
my soul is the beauty of the bog. In my memory, the magic of the mud.
Mud.
I know that blood is thicker than water, but the swamps of home are thicker than blood. Where e'er I roam, my heart grows dank and cold. My face grows gray when shadows fall and I hear the call.
Winifred, get in here before you get eaten by a dragon!
She opens the French doors.
Oh.
of the swamps of home.
I hear it calling me now, calling me back, calling me Winifred, 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 Winifred. Who do you think you are, girl of the swamp? You've gone too far, maid of the marshland. Give up the struggle, listen to the voice of the swamp.
Glug-glug-glug-glug.
Where'er I roam, the whips of fate may smart, but deep down in my heart,
she beats her fist on her chest,
one thought will abide and will ne'er be forgotten. Though I search far and wide, there is no land as rotten.
Run, 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 run.
As the swamps of home.
The swamps of home.
The French doors close. A gloved hand closes tiny gates on an arched opening.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Oh, it was nothing. Do you want to have a go?
Oh, no, I'm not very good.
Oh, come on, it's easy. I'll show you. Come on.
She hands him a mallet.
All you've got to do is ball, please. Hold steady and, oh, relax. Relax. And let go.
He releases his hands. The mallet falls.
No, no, not. No, let go.
Wow!
The croquet ball crashes into the fountain.
You,
Winifred.
Yes.
We were playing croquet, Mama. Winifred is really good.
Mm-hmm.
What's all the commotion about?
Well, I've decided to throw a little party tonight in honor of the...
Winifred!
Yes. I want your visit to be so very special, so I've got quite an evening planned. Dinner, dancing. You do like dancing.
Oh, of course!
Wonderful. We're going to do that fabulous new dance that's all the rage in Venice.
Oh, it's Harrison Brule.
Oh, heavens no, that's so passe. I'm talking about the Spanish Panic.
The wizard clicks his heels and snaps his fingers.
You are familiar with the Spanish Panic.
Familiar? Oh, God. It's only my favorite dance. Brilliant.
Good. Well, darling, and
Winifred!
And Winifred, yes. I have so much to do, so go away.
Dauntless turns to go.
Now.
He returns for Winifred.
Okay, go, go, go.
Oh. So, what do you think of my plan?
I'm not sure that I follow.
Am I the only one around here with any brains? My plan. My plan to exhaust her lowness.
But how?
The Spanish Panic. Only the most complicated, exhausting dance in the entire world. By the time the party is over, she'll be so worn out, she'll sleep like a slug. So much for the pretend princess and the pea.
In the throne room, couples twirl around the floor. Winifred, in a burgundy dress and sparkling tiara, joins Dauntless at the top of the staircase.
You look nice.
You look nicer. Dauntless. It's magical. It's like a fantasy.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
I think so too, Winifred.
They lean forward. Winifred closes her eyes.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Her Royal Highness, maybe, the Princess Winifred of Icolmkill.
She and Dauntless wave. She takes his hand and they proceed down the staircase. She stops and scoots up on the wide banister and slides down.
Come on, Dauntless!
He straddles the banister on his side and does the same.
All right, enough of that. What say we get back to dancing? Prince Dauntless and Princess... what's her name? Will now lead us in the Spanish Panic!
The jester and the king roll their eyes.
Panic!
Panic!
Dauntless takes her hand and spins her onto the dance floor. She poses, hands curved overhead. The ladies and gentlemen join the pair. They take their places, right hand overhead, palm up, left hand palm down at their waists. They kick up one heel, then the other, and hop on tiptoe, one step to the side or feet on the other, ending with a clap. Heels again, this time with a twirl. Hands on hips, they hop and circle their partners. The wizard smiles and moves his shoulders and hands to the music. The queen on the throne scowls at him. His smile fades. Back to back, the dancers shimmy, then lean forward and back. In unison, they kick to one side, then hop. Both arms swing side to side, while Winifred and Dauntless share a grin. More heel kicks and hops with hands on waists. The royal pair dance off. The others, in three rows, move in opposite directions, stepping first one way, then the other. Palms raised overhead, they pump their arms. Dauntless and Winifred return. In two rows, the men take their partners and spin them away. Winifred and Dauntless strut in the cleared space. The jester snaps his fingers. Dauntless displays a red cape and flutters it. Winifred twirls with a red fan. They discard their props and move to the center. Staring into each other's eyes, they spin, her hands on his shoulders, his hands circling her waist. The jester, wizard, and king stamp and clap to the music behind the queen. Winifred and Dauntless march toward the throne. The others fill the floor behind them. One hand on their partner's waist, the other hand high, they spin. The women spin on the men's shoulders. The king takes a turn with Winifred while Dauntless partners with the jester. They join hands with the wizard and circle the queen. Winifred and Dauntless rejoin the dancers and the steps begin again. Women collapse and are carried off.
Faster!
More dancers stagger off the dance floor. Only the royal pair remain. Dauntless joins the fallen dancers. Winifred gathers her skirts and struts. She ends on one knee with a red rose between her teeth.
Aren't you exhausted?
No! Let's do it again! Come on, Dauntless! Did I pass the test?
What are you talking about?
The dance! Wasn't that the test?
No! That was merely a waste of time.
She takes the wizard's hand and stalks off. The jester with the king follow. The jester shrugs. The king squeezes his eyes shut, then tilts his head.
She's tough.
You have no idea.
Well, if the Spanish Panic wasn't the test, what could it be?
Oh, anything. History.
Oh.
Science.
Oh.
Math.
Oh. Well, then I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, Dauntless.
Oh, but it could be a test of strength and endurance.
Really?
Sure. Mana asked Princess Number 6. Oh, or was it Princess Number 7?
Asked her to do what?
To lift this weight!
Oh. He drags a pole with two rocks affixed to the ends onto the floor.
Oh. She couldn't do it. I can't even do it.
Puffing out his cheeks, he drops his head back.
Dauntless, do you want me to pass this test?
He smiles and nods.
Then I'll pass. Okay.
She slaps her hands on a wall hanging. Dust billows from it.
Stand back.
All right.
She bends, grips the pole, and shifts her feet. She raises it chest high.
Oh.
With a heave, it soars over her head.
I did it!
Winifred!
What?
I think you're wonderful.
Oh, Winifred's so formal. Call me by my nickname.
Winnie.
Fred.
Fred. What a beautiful name. So strong. So true. So you.
I like you, Fred. I like you.
You're just saying those words to be kind.
No, I mean it. I love you, Fred.
He is out of his medieval mind.
I'm perfectly sane and sound. I've never felt better in my life. Everybody come and meet my incipient wife.
He kneels before her.
Love with a girl named Fred. My reasons must be clear. When she shows you all how strong she is, you'll stand right up and cheer. With an F and an R and an E and a D and an F R E D.
She has to wait.
I'm in love with a girl named Fred. She drinks just like a lord. So come sing a merry drinking song and let the wine be poured.
Fill the bowl to overflowing, raise another time.
She quaffs the cup.
I'm in love with a girl named Fred. She sings just like a bird. You'll be left completely speechless when her gentle voice is heard. I'm in love with a girl named Fred. She wrestles like a Greek. You will clap your hands in wonder at her fabulous technique.
She faces off with Dauntless and wrestles him to the ground.
I'm in love with a girl named Fred, who dances with such grace. You are bound to sing her praises till you're purple in the face.
She hops. She guzzles from the pitcher. The weight pins Dauntless.
I'm in love with a girl.
He's in love with a girl. He's in love with a girl.
Gathered on the steps, the dancers raise cards spelling her name. They lift her high. She tumbles down the rows into Dauntless's arms. The wizard, followed by ladies, hurry down the hall. Servants bring up the rear carrying a mattress. More mattresses, and still more mattresses. Larkin, carrying a bag, steps out of her room. The procession rounds her corner and she slips inside, peeking from the doorway. With a frown, she joins the procession following the last mattress. They enter a hall with a sloping ceiling. The wizard stops at its end by a small door.
This can't be right.
He consults a piece of paper. The queen opens the door.
What is going on here?
Your Majesty.
Take these mattresses to the bedroom in the far, far tower of the castle. Princess Swampland must sleep like the dead tonight. By dawn, she'll be history.
Dawn? Then when's the test?
What? Who said that? Lady Larkin?
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Nowhere.
Not so fast. I think it's best you spend tonight in the dungeon, Lady Larkin.
Dungeon?
Off with her. Oh, and Larkin. If I were you, I'd go easy on the kumquat cupcakes.
She pats her belly. Larkin covers hers with the bag.
Who knows to whom that little lark might have sung about my nefarious proceedings?
What?
She might have told someone the test is tonight.
But Your Majesty, I have word that Princess Winifred is studying.
Studying? Brilliant! That'll wear her out even faster.
Fred rests her head on a table.
You're not giving up, are you?
Me? Give up? Absolutely not. No, just taking a breather. What's next?
Math.
She drops her head.
Come on. Let's just try one. Okay. How much is 3 times 17?
Okay. 3 times 17. 3 times 7, we know, is 21. So you put down your 2 and carry the 1. 3 ones are 3. Plus the 1 that you carried is 4. 24.
Oh. That's not what the book says. Oh, maybe if you add up 3 17s.
She erases the slate.
Okie dokie. All right, so 7, 14, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yep. Same answer.
Ah! The book must be wrong.
Yeah.
She rushes to give him a hug and a kiss.
What's next?
History. You want to go on?
With you all night.
Okay. Yeah. But what about sleep?
Sleep?
Tomorrow is a big day.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're right.
It's getting late.
Oh, I should go to bed.
She falls onto the table with her arm around Dauntless.
Oh, I'm positive you're going to pass Mama's test tomorrow, Fred. I'm pretty sure. And if you don't, I'll understand. Good night, Fred.
He leans forward and plants a kiss on her forehead. Smiling, he turns to go. He stops and hands her the book.
Good night, Dauntless. And so, the young Prince Waldare, having slain the dragon Fafnir with the sword Minning, rescued the Princess Frigga, and together they mounted his horse Trigger. Prince Waldare, dragon Fafnir, Princess Frigga, horse Trigger. Yep. And they rode to the Castle Wunderbar, where they were married and lived happily ever after. Well, I'm glad.
They all lived happily, happily, happily ever after. The couple is happily leaving the chapel eternally tied. As the curtain descends, there is nothing but loving and laughter. When the fairy tale ends, the heroine's always a bride.
She takes a broom from beside the fireplace.
Ella, the girl of the cinders, did the wash in the walls and the windows. But she landed a prince who was brawny and blue-eyed and blonde. Still, I honestly doubt that she could ever have done it without that crazy lady with the wand.
Cinderella had outside help.
I have no one but me. Fairy godmother, 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 where can you be?
I haven't got a fairy godmother. I haven't even got a godmother. I've got a mother, a plain, ordinary woman who's completely barking, bless her.
She advances to the floor mirror.
Snow White was so pretty, they tell us, that the queen was insulted and jealous when the mirror declared that Snow White was the fairest of all. She was dumped on the border, but was saved by some men who adored her. Oh, I grant you, they were small, but there were 7 of them, practically a regiment. I'm alone in the night. By myself, not a dwarf, not an elf, not a goblin inside.
She raises the visor on a suit of armor.
That girl had 7 determined little men working for her day and night. Oh, sure, the queen gave her a poisoned apple, but even so.
She lived happily. kiss counteracted the apple eventually. Though I know I'm not clever, I'll do what they tell me I have done. I want some happily ever after to happen to me. Rapunzel had platinum tresses that were double the length of her dresses. She was kept in a tower for years by a wicked old witch.
She opens the window.
Till one night in despair down, she scrambled by letting her hair down. That's what I call quite a switch.
I wonder, does it never hold? Is it bloody hurt?
I'd be finished before I begin. And besides, I don't want to get out. I want to get in. I want to live happily, happily, happily ever after.
She kicks the books from the table.
I want to walk happily out of the chapel eternally tied. For I know that I'll never live happily ever after. Till after I'm a bride.
Taking a lace shawl, she dances.
I'm thoroughly satisfied.
She hops in the arms of the suit of armor and caresses his visor. She slips off. Fred reads while strolling the hall. She bumps into a wall painted to look like a corridor.
That's not the kitchen. I must have made a wrong turn at the Inquisition room. Lady Larkin, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, I gathered that from the bars on your cell and from your crying.
The Queen had me locked up.
Fred lifts the keys from a hand-shaped hook.
You know, I'm really not liking her. Why did the Queen lock you up?
Well, I was leaving the castle when I overheard her saying something about...
You were leaving?
Yeah, Harry and I had a fight and I was running away.
Oh, look, take this.
Fred offers a handkerchief.
Excuse me for being a nosy Parker, but where I come from, you never run from a fight. Besides, Harry just loves the stuffing out of you.
He does?
Oh, absolutely. When we were coming here from my swamp, I got quite sick of hearing about how perfect you are. Are we talking about a...
She points to her tummy.
Princess, there's something I have to tell you about the Queen's test.
Oh, quick, get back inside.
The Queen requests Her Highness sleep in the royal chamber in the tower tonight.
Oh, that's all right. I'm quite comfortable where I am, thank you.
It wasn't that kind of request.
Gosh. She is quite the royal control freak, isn't she? Sorry, Larkin. What was that about the test?
Nothing. It can wait.
The wizard tilts his head and smiles. Fred leaves. The wizard steps up to the cell door. Larkin drops her head. He marches off with the guards and Fred. Larkin slips from the cell and darts off. Harry paces, reading a large book, The Queen's Law.
Hi, Harry. Have you seen my father?
No, Your Highness.
Everything all right?
Yes, Your Highness.
Good. Isn't Winifred the greatest?
Yes, she is.
Now I understand how you feel about Lady Larkin.
Harry presses his lips together and smiles.
Papa? Papa? Oh,
Here you are.
The king offers a spoon.
I've been looking for you everywhere. No, Papa, thank you. I'm not hungry. Papa, I need your help.
He spreads his arms.
The thing of it is, if Winifred passes the test, then...
He holds up his hands, then gives two thumbs up.
Right. When Winifred passes the test, then we can get married. That means tomorrow will be our wedding day. And if tomorrow is our wedding day, that means tomorrow night...
The king raises his brows.
I think it's time we had that talk. That, man-to-man talk.
The king removes his napkin, then rolls his eyes.
Oh. Is it that complicated?
He nods.
One question.
He swims.
Oh, Winifred! And I. Winifred and I. Love. Do I love Winifred? Oh, Papa. I love her so very much.
He gestures to a stool. Dauntless sits, then raises a finger. The king holds up a hand.
Stop.
Points to his eyes.
Look.
Cup's ear.
Listen.
Gestures to Dauntless.
Me.
Raises his hand.
Prince.
Lowers hand.
Little prince.
Rubs under his nose. Lowered hand.
Boy.
Fingers together. Sniffs.
Flower.
Curtsies.
Girl. Flower. Boy flower, girl flower.
Oh, tell me more. I want to know about what getting married is for.
Reaches up, twists and pulls, takes a bite, thumb and finger together, pulls from mouth.
Seed.
Drops seed.
Falls.
Gestures to left.
From girl flower.
Waves.
And by,
rocking arms.
Baby flower.
Hand up.
Grows. Ah, but why? Oh, tell me why. Oh, father, tell me, father, don't be shy.
Points up, fingers together, sways, touches hand, brushes off.
B.
Flutters hands, steps right.
On boy flower.
Rubs fingers together.
Boy flower, dust.
Rubs dust on face.
Gets on B.
Flies left.
B flies to girl flower. Dust touches girl flower. Oh, I see!
No, I don't see. It's very interesting, but still not clear to me.
The king steps around the flowers.
Oh.
Dauntless follows. Hands curved and apart. Raises them shoulder. Bends knees.
Carrie.
Tug's ear.
Sounds like Carrie. Oh, very, very,
third
Larry.
Finger left hand.
Mary. Man and woman get married.
Hands to heart.
Love each other, and then?
Hands peek overhead. Fingers cover eyes and nose.
Night.
One finger.
One night.
Yes, yes, one night. It's very interesting what happens in the night.
Shrugs, arms spread.
What happens? What happens? Oh, tell me, father, please. Shall I go and pick some flowers? Shall I go and catch some bees?
Princess Winifred and I, yes, we'll get married, and then one night, and then one night. What?
Spreads napkin, folds corners into the center, holds ends in teeth, flaps arms, standing on one leg.
Oh, stork! Ha ha! And then the stork will come and bring us the baby. Oh, Papa! I know all about the stork! Mama told me about that years ago.
They stand, arms crossed.
No! Wait a minute!
Flower, seed, man, woman, bee, baby, small. It isn't the stork, it isn't the stork, it isn't the stork at all. Oh, life is grand, it's very interesting. I think I understand, I think I know. It's very interesting. Thank you, Father. Father, I love you.
Dauntless moves his hand from his heart. The king does the same. Arms over shoulders, they stroll off. Larkin bursts into the courtyard.
Harry!
Larkin!
Oh!
Look, you
Wait,
were right.
I know something about the Queen's test.
I don't care about the test.
What?
You were right, Larkin. I put the law above our love. There is nothing, nothing as important as what I feel for you. If we have to run tonight, then that's what we'll do, together.
No, no, Harry, we can't. We must never run from a fight.
All right, then, we will not run.
Does this mean you'll help Winifred pass the test?
Yes, my sweet. I will cheat.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, and soon we will have our life. We'll be married, have a honeymoon, buy our castle.
Have a honeymoon? Where?
I know the perfect place.
Normandy is fine and fair, so Normandy is where we'll go. I can show you a beach where the peach blossom blows, and I know how to reach a man who knows a man who knows a cozy inn, a friendly place with rows of windows facing the sea. This time of year, the air I hear is rare and clear and warm in Normandy.
Larkin twirls. Harry hops to a stone bench.
I know a meadow covered with mustard flowers, golden as the sun.
She runs to take his hand.
Where a wondrous thing can happen when an April day is done.
They sit.
There's a moment after the sunset, when the sky is suddenly green, and the world stands hushed and waiting for the first white stars to convene. When we see that emerald sky, we'll know the reason why. There's not another place we'd rather be.
She leaps in his arms and they spin.
Don't be afraid, my darling. Sigh no more, for I adore you.
I'll fly with you. I'll try those wings.
Come swift, for we have things to do.
They scamper up the steps.
Is there truly a beach where the peach blossom blows? Are you sure you can reach a man who knows a man who knows a cozy
There's jasmine
inn,
and
a friendly
white lilac
place
lace and
with
rows of windows facing the sea. This time of year, the air I hear is rare and clear. Don't be afraid. Heaven was made in Normandy.
On the battlements, they are bathed in the blue light of the full moon. In a corridor.
Well? Do you have it? Show it to me.
A tiny pea rests on a red cushion.
Oh, yes, yes, yes! Oh, wonderful! The tiniest pea in the kingdom. Under 20 goose down mattresses divine. She'll never feel it. She'll sleep like a bear. And when she sleeps, she fails.
They look around.
Who says I don't play fair?
They hurry past a suit of armor in the corner. Harry and Larkin dash down the steps.
Hi.
Harry! Jester!
Have you seen the queen?
No, why?
You first.
Ha!
The king is determined to help the prince.
With the test?
Yes.
Us too.
You mean?
That's right. I will cheat. Now, all we have to do is figure out what the test might be.
The visor opens to reveal the king smiling.
One little pea. One little green pea can do it for me. One little pea.
and I'll have it all permanently. One little pea, one little green pea, and my future will be my kingdom, my castle, my crown, my baby, and me.
Oh. She picks up an oval-framed picture.
There'll never be another like that baby of mine. No other loves his mother like that baby of mine. No one is more disarming than my Prince Charming can be. My life is perfect, pending his happy ending with me. He's all I hoped for, all I dreamed, that baby of mine. He'll always be my funny Valentine. Wow, wow, wow. And now, as sure as I am queen, Miss What's-Her-Face can't come between me, my kingdom, my castle, my crown, and that big baby.
She marches into the tower room. In the center, a ladder leans against a column of mattresses. She dances to the bed and retrieves the pea from her bosom. After giving it a kiss, she slips it under the lowest mattress. Twirls the tassels on her dark green gown. The ladies-in-waiting enter with Fred in her nightgown.
Excuse me. Am I ready for bed?
Oh. And am I ready for you? Come along, dear. You must be sure to get a good night's rest so you'll be fresh early tomorrow morning. The potion. A little extract of opium and warm milk before going to bed, I always say. Drink it down. Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no. Nummy, nummy. Good for the tummy. Oh. And just to make sure that you have no trouble drifting off, I've prepared a very special treat. Mm-hmm. Bring on the Nightingale of Samarkand. Well, who has the Nightingale of Samarkand?
Do you?
Do I have to do everything myself around here?
Oh, excuse me.
Yawning, Fred leans against the mattresses. The queen pushes a large gilded cage into the room. On a perch, dressed in a bird suit, is the wizard.
All right, birdie, sing. And let's have a nice, soft lullaby.
The queen removes Fred's robe and prods her toward the ladder.
Nice soft downy mattresses just waiting for you.
Fred snoozes mid-climb. The queen pokes Fred's backside with a spike from her crown.
There you go, my dear. Sleep. Go to sleep. Sleep until I never have to see you again. Goodbye, Winnie Pooh.
Fred flops on the bed. The ladies and the queen leave.
Oh.
She hurls a pillow at the cage.
Shut your beak! Please! No! Thank you.
She settles under the quilt. Kick sends the quilt to the floor. Using her slipper, she hammers on the mattress.
I can't sit. Oh, I need a drink of water now.
She slips over the side and dangles, clutching the mattresses. Climbing back up, she looks over the end of the bed. She huddles in a ball. She shoves the cage out of the room.
Oh, that's better. Oh, lovely. Lovely. Comfortable. Nice bed.
Back on top, she collapses face first. Her hips pop up. She claws through the sheet, tears through the mattress cover, and spills the contents. Feathers fly. He wears white.
Today's the test. I want to look my best for Winifred when she passes.
The test? The test is over, Dauntless darling.
That can't be.
Yes.
What was it? When was it?
Well, it was last night. We put her to bed on top of 20 downy mattresses with a pea under the bottom one to test her sensitivity. And, of course, such a pee would have kept a genuine princess awake.
And she slept?
Well, darling, I'm sure I don't know. But she was practically falling asleep before her head hit the pillow and yawning like a vulgar scullery maid. I mean, she looked ghastly, darling, tired and old enough to be your... Never mind.
Oh, Fred...
Don't you worry. Someday we'll find you a princess. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sextimus.
Good morning, Sextimus.
Well, you're in a good mood.
I'm always in a good mood. Well, how nice that we're all here to see Princess Moat Swimmer on her way, since she's such a favorite of ours. And where is our little slug of bed, still wiping the sleep out of her eyes? Oh, here she is now.
37,436.
37,439.
37,439 what? Sheep! What do you stuff your mattresses with? Jousting equipment?
The Jester and King slap fingers.
What do you mean?
I mean, you ought to take that bed of yours and put it down in the torture chamber.
Your Majesty!
You didn't sleep?
I never closed my eyes!
You passed!
Passed what?
The test. Mama put a pea into 20 mattresses, and you felt it.
A pea under 20 mattresses? No wonder I'm black and blue!
Fred, we can get married.
They hug.
Mattresses. Tortless dear, you can make the wedding arrangements.
And you won't
want to start looking around for a small kingdom, because I've got a feeling that we won't want to be living with the in-laws.
You! Call the royal florist. Roses. I want roses. Hundreds of them. Thousands of them for our wedding. And everybody in the kingdom will be invited.
Oh, Winifred, we have so much to plan.
Not so fast.
What is it, Mama?
I want you to wait. To give this whole matter proper consideration.
What's to consider? I love her. She passed the test. End of story.
Dauntless, listen to me. Throughout this heartbreaking business, I have never interfered. Not once, but now this.
Shh! She's sleeping.
I am not going to stand by and watch you throw yourself away on this little nobody.
Mama, quiet.
All right, technically, she may have passed the test, but what do we really know about her, huh? Or her people? Oh, Dauntless, for all we know, she could come from a family of tadpoles!
I told you to shut up!
Mouth open, she reaches for her throat.
Mama?
Your Majesty.
It's happened. The curse. It has been broken. The mouse has devoured the hawk.
The queen cannot talk.
I can talk. I can talk. And do I have a lot to say, Your Majesty?
Phew. And all this on my wedding day.
Come on, Winifred. Let's get you to bed.
Agravain, unhand him. Now. Thank you.
Fred pushes her aside.
Now you take Winifred to get some rest, then we'll plan your wedding. Go ahead, son.
Thanks, Papa.
Thank you.
Agravain! You ask for it, and now you're gonna get it. From now on, when I say hop, I want you to hop. So hop! Hop! I said hop! Skip! Jump! Hop! Skip! Jump!
Hop. Your Majesty, have I ever mentioned how much I have admired your silent but strong commanding presence over the years? Not to mention what an incredibly attractive royal you are.
This means we can get married. We can all get married.
How did she stay awake? That pea was awfully small. It wasn't the pea.
The jester tosses a helm from under the top mattress into a wheelbarrow.
It wasn't the pea at all. Oh, life is grand. It's very
interesting. We think we understand. We think we know. It's very interesting.
He adds antlers and a mace to the collection and carts the load away. Dauntless carries Fred in.
Thank you, princess. And princess, I love you.
She climbs the ladder, then lies down. Then sits up. Dauntless climbs down and removes the pea. He climbs back up, rests his head against his hand, and smiles at her. Narrated by Chris Snyder. Description written by Terry Grossman. Described by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. Words appear, and they lived happily, happily, happily ever after. Fade to black.
Mm-hmm.